Countdown, the behind the scenes of the Steelers 2014 draft. 130 days until the draft.
Bell gets the call, spins away from penetration, jumps to the right, goal line, and battles it for the touchdown. And that was pure will at the end of the play.
It was the last game of the 2013 season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A 20-7 home victory over divisional rival, the Cleveland Browns. It marked the finish line for players who would soon be cleaning out lockers and heading to homes across the country. But for the Steelers ownership, general manager, and coaches, it might have meant the end of one season, but critical work for the next had already begun. Looming on the horizon were important decisions and dates. Contract negotiations had to begin with key players, and free agency was only a few months away. But there was one date seared in the mind of everyone in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. Thursday, May 8th, the start of the NFL draft. There will be a large Steelers contingency that will come together to help make the final draft decisions. This will include Steelers management, the general manager, the head coach, the offensive and defensive coordinators, coaches, scouts, trainers, physicians, and even a psychologist. 103 days until the draft. Two of the most important dates in planning the 2014 Steelers draft are the College Senior Bowl, held in late January in Mobile, Alabama, and more importantly, the NFL Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis in late February. And although the top 300 players are already well-known and researched, these two events provide the Steelers an important opportunity to see the players up close, watch them perform under pressure, and to get to know them personally. The NFL Scouting Combine invites the very best college football players to come and to be put through a series of drills that measure their speed, strength, agility, and football skills. It's been described as one of the most intense four-day job interviews around. Catching the eye of a number of scouts and coaches is Ohio State linebacker Ryan Shazier, who demonstrated remarkable speed and athleticism at the Combine. One of the most critical combine events is the 15-minute interviews each team is allowed to conduct with a number of prospects. Heading up the interviews for the Steelers, head coach Mike Tomlin.
To me, my goal is to get to know the guy. Obviously, I think you got to get to know someone before you go about testing him, or it aids in the process of testing him. So I really go in there with that spirit that I'm going to utilize the 15 minutes to get a sense of their background, who they are, where they intend to go. Usually, the con jobs or people trying to hide information and things like that simply reveals itself in the midst of all of that, and really it's pretty transparent.
88 days until the draft. With just a little less than 3 months until draft 2014, the Steelers draft team begins their first in a long series of planning meetings.
Well, it's got guys in every position. I mean, there's not many.
One of the most important initial steps is to hear from the various scouts who have spent the previous months studying player after player.
Straight off the line as well. Got stuck transitioning and driving out of pedal. Quick through bags. Got confused flipping hips on drop, but showed some AA to recover and save the drill.
He did not improve his time. He ran 4.82.
He caught 59 balls this year for 1,152 yards. That's a 19.53 average.
I think he plays with poise and good technique. He doesn't get rattled too much. Doesn't seem like...
Throughout the fall, our scouts, and myself included, have been out evaluating these players.
Can make adjustments on game day, very coachable, and works hard at it. Mentally and physically tough, no off-the-field problems.
He doesn't do anything really quick or really powerful.
Our coaches are very involved in the process, as they should be. We'll give them a list of players by position that are based on our scouts' ratings that we want them to evaluate.
He's almost 6'3". He's tall. This guy is a classic cover two corner.
As the draft discussions move on, it becomes increasingly clear that the Steelers are very interested in adding big playmakers on the defensive side of the ball.
And he's very strong. He's able to control a lot of receivers.
Next time on Countdown, the behind-the-scenes story of the Steelers' 2014 draft. You'll hear more about the Steelers' drafting philosophy and strategy from Art Rooney II and Steelers' general manager Kevin Colbert, as well as go into the draft room as the Steelers develop the 2014 draft board and get ready for the ever-important first pick.
The Pittsburgh Steelers select Ryan Shazier.